am so happy to be with you here today because, good morning, Lutherans. You know, sometimes people ask me why I'm a Lutheran, and it's just because we look so good, right? I mean, look at this. Thank you. Thank you, wife. Thank you, everyone else, for looking so good with big smiles on your face. Why? Because we're the people of God who know the grace of God, the promises of God. And my friends, that is good news when we get to our readings for today. We have a familiar story for today, to be quite honest with you. That story comes from that Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. And when we approach this story, it's important to know who wrote this book. The guy who wrote this book was a mighty leader in the Old Testament. His name was King Solomon, and he was the smartest, wisest man who ever lived. That's actually what the scriptures tell us. Did you know there's a Bible story which tells us this, that one day God came to this mighty leader, King Solomon, and he said this, "Solomon, since you are the ruler of my people, I will give you one thing. Ask whatever you want, and I'll give it to you." Solomon could have asked for money. He could have asked for unlimited power. As far as I'm concerned, when God said anything, he meant anything. He could have asked for superpowers. He could have asked for flight or laser beams out of his eyes. But no, what does he ask for? He asked for wisdom. To know rightly what is good and evil so that he could govern God's people. Well, in the scriptures, can you believe it? They actually say he is the wisest person to have ever lived, both until his days and after. And the wisest person who ever lived wrote our Bible story for today. That is not an insignificant fact. And let's hear what the wisest person ever has to say. He says about life, "Everything is meaningless." Pointless, pointless, meaningless, meaningless. The old versions go vanity, vanity. Everything is pointless. Throughout this entire book, he actually tracks an argument, and he picks up three different ideas. He says, the pursuits of men and women are pointless because you can accumulate all sorts of wealth. But at the end of the day, you have to give it away to somebody, and who knows what they're going to do with it. You can accumulate all sorts of power and honor, but everyone at the end of the day, no matter if you are influential or not, we all have the same end, and that is the grave. And he concludes at the end of this book, pointless, pointless, meaningless, meaningless is everything in life. And my friends, that's why it's good to be a Lutheran on a day like today. Because we know the bigger picture. And quite frankly, we know the promises of God. We hear them time and again, not only at the end of this book from Ecclesiastes, where he says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but we also hear from Jesus Christ himself, who comes and says, in me, your life is not pointless. In me, your life has meaning. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, in me, your labor is not in vain. In me, your work is not pointless. The book of Revelation, the very last book in the Bible, says that all of God's people will one day get crowns on their head, and those crowns will be encrusted with jewels, a visible reminder of what we did in the flesh. And why? Because our labors follow us as Christians, because our work is not pointless. And that is good news, my friends, because so often in life, you might be tempted, just like me, to say, wow, this is just terrible. You might go to work and hang your head and say, is what I am doing really even matter? You might have a spouse, a child, who is not so friendly, that you hold up your hands and say, what is going on? Or you might look at your greater circumstances and say, I am without a spouse, without a child. My work is not fulfilling. God, what is going on? And yet we know as Christians time and again, our life is not ultimately pointless because it has been redeemed in Christ the crucified. And that is good news, my friend. You know, our story for today, it makes me think of actually something that happened down at the National Youth Gathering. So you remember the video, the drop-down screen that happened? We took about 95 people from our greater St. Louis community up to this National Youth Gathering. And I was asked about a year ago what I consider being a part of this fun. I was part-time at the time and smiled and said, yes, of course. And I went up there, and we gathered together with about 25,000 Lutherans. We packed it into a giant stadium, and we had a conference, and we got together for these things called mass events in the evening. And in the evenings, when we gathered together with the 25,000 large, they put on these productions. We had songs, and we had dynamic speakers. But honestly, I think the most impactful thing for me was this guy named Carl. Have you heard of Carl? If not, go YouTube him. This man comes on the screen, and he's supposed to be this one-off little bit in the entire grand story, but he becomes something larger than himself, and it starts off with this curly-headed kid comes on stage, and the spotlight just shines down on him, and he says, "Hi, I'm Carl." And then it just continues to grow. The scene goes black, and there's these high-definition images of God's grandeur throughout the universe, and his voiceover comes on the screen and says, "The God who made the heavens and the earth, the fish and all that teem within the sea, also made Carl." And this one spotlight shines on the guy, and Carl would say something silly like, "Hey guys, I had some spicy Mexican food today for lunch, and woo, it's gonna be rough." And then the screen goes black again, and all the people in attendance are awkwardly standing there saying, "Can we clap for something like this?" But the screen goes black, and the high-definition screens come on again. And the voiceover goes, "The God who made the heavens and the earth, the snow-capped seas, the lions who chased the zebras and the gazelles also made Carl." And the spotlight shines down on him again, and he says something just seemingly pointless, like, "Hey guys, it's really hot today, and ooh, I'm a little sweaty." And the screen goes black again, and now the high schoolers, "Yeah, go Carl!" And it goes black again, and the voiceover comes on. "The God who made the heavens and the earth, the farthest distance of the universe, who creates the never-ending cosmos, also made Carl." And the screen goes down on Carl again, and he says, "I like sandwiches." And by now, everyone is just going wild for this guy. Carl, 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 Carl. And he becomes an icon bigger than himself. And I tell you that to tell you this. That little bit at the National Youth Gathering in front of 25,000 people that nobody thought would get any traction of significance turned out to be the biggest thing that weekend. And why? Because it speaks to our story for today. Our life is not meaningless. The God who created the heavens and the earth, the snow-capped Himalayas, who cares for the widow and the orphan, the God who cares for the sparrow and dresses the lily in splendor, cares for your life. He is not a God of one and done. He is not a God who is absent and up in heaven twiddling his thumbs. He is a God who cares for Carl, and quite frankly, he cares for you. But it's so hard, I know, to see those things. I am convinced, in hindsight, it is so easier to see it. I'm sure everyone in this room could tell me a story how, in hindsight, everything just worked out. But in the moment, it's so difficult, isn't it? To see how, in hindsight, Carl is the picture of God's greater plan. How my childhood is a picture of God's greater plan. We can give story after story. If you ever go to a wedding rehearsal, you will say with me, "Wow, sometimes how is this wedding ever going to get off the ground?" The mother of the bride is not happy about something. They forget the photographer. Somebody shows up late, and yet somehow it all works out. If you ever go to a play, the week prior to the play, is anyone convinced it is going to work out? No! No one knows their lines, the choreography is off, and yet somehow it all just works out. Or I know some of you are going off to college, or some of you have gone off to college or entered the workforce around the 18-year mark. And those who love you sit you down and say things like, you know, you're about to enter into this stage of trust and responsibility, bigger than yourself, with new opportunities. Is anyone really listening at that point? It all just works itself out, but it's so hard to see in the moment, isn't it? You know, there's a great radio commentator. His name was Paul Harvey. And Paul Harvey, I heard this interview he did once, and he's talking about this chimpanzee, actually. This chimpanzee, and they're training this monkey to talk, to communicate, not actually verbal utterances like Planet of the Apes, but to communicate somehow. He had manipulatives, and he could make vocal noises and sign language for sure. And after 14 years, these scientists, they think they got it all figured out, and after 14 years, this big announcement goes out, and Paul, he wants to be the first one to say to him, what does this monkey communicate? After 14 years of long, hard work, this monkey lets out three simple words. Let me out. I think as the people of God, sometimes we say that too. God, I can't quite see the big plan and picture for my life. God, let me out. If you only knew, Pastor, if you only knew congregation members, the skeletons in my closet that rattle about, that I would be mortified if other people knew, that you would be mortified if other people knew of you. And this memory, it keeps us going back to that garden again and again and lifting that rock and just to make sure that little old Satan snake is still there. But God comes to us today and he says, your life is of more significance than that. The God who created the heavens and the earth also created you. I want to close with this final illustration, if I may. I just heard this, and I had to share this with you. Once there was a group of pastors, and they went out to hear this conference speaker. He was going to speak on poverty in the world. He was going to speak on poverty in the world, and rightly so. We still have poverty and hunger in America, but statistically speaking, across the globe, we're doing okay for ourselves. So they go there, and the whole speaker's point that he's going to give is in a 60-minute lecture, and it's on how we still have troubles in America, and we still have troubles in the world, but they bring up this girl to do this opening devotion for the speaker. And she, I believe, has the most impactful message of the entire day. She gets up there, and she says 53 times in 53 different languages, one single sentence. 52 of them, I have quite honestly no idea what she said. I hope it was all the same. But the 53rd one was in English, and that sentence was, Mommy, I'm hungry. After I heard that story, I drove by, I think, the most repulsive sign in my life that said, all you can eat, $9.99. I have no idea what that girl's name is. I would love her contact information because I bet she went home and thought, wow, I am so honored to deliver something for this speaker who's going to get on stage and speak for 60 minutes about some dynamic thing, and he's really going to make a difference. And by and large, my friends, she made the most impactful statement of the night. And I wish I could call her up and tell her that. And my friends, this is just like you. I have no idea the places that God has put you, the conversations that you've had once, 10 times, 100 times, and you think that nothing is going to happen, nothing is going to change. It's about a friend who needs to change their sinful life. It's about a friend who needs to hear about the conversation of grace. It's about you needing to hear those words of repentance and forgiveness. But I know those seemingly insignificant things, they matter to God. And they matter to God, so we can even read our story for today and echo with that teacher, everything is meaningless except in Jesus Christ. And my friends, you are the people in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for this, that we have been forgiven, washed, and fed by our Lord and Savior. May our Jesus always keep us mindful of this. We pray in his mercy. and his peace both now and forevermore. Amen.